Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
You know, when you think of your tried and true fast food restaurants, there's one often left off the list, which is actually really good. And I had it for the first time in years the other day. And multiple stores are closing, and maybe that is why. So you think about your Wendy's and your McDonald's and your, what would the other big top?
Your Burger King, like, Taco Bell.
Oh, God, Taco Bell, of course.
Subway.
Then Chipotle is like a little bit next tier.
It's a little bit higher up than the ones we just mentioned.
Fast casual.
Yep. And then Sam, you hit the nail on the head, Subway. I went to Subway the other day. We were pulled over, grabbing gas, and I looked over and I go, you want to have Subway for lunch? It was like this random, hadn't been near one in a while, and we went in. It was really good. It was really fast.
I prefer Planet Sub.
Oh, of course.
Which is better, or good sense, but Subway is good. You're right.
Subway is good.
Continue, please.
So they have just shuttered, this is from the Johnson County Post 8 hours ago, one of their locations in Olathe. And I saw this headline the other day on Market Watch or Money Watch or something, that they have closed hundreds of stores in the last 2 years around the country.
Still the biggest chain.
Subway is the biggest chain?
Yeah. Yep, period.
I think they're bigger than McDonald's.
They're in every strip mall everywhere, right?
They're everywhere.
And it's by like 5 to 10,000 that they're the biggest chain, not a small amount.
And the overhead can't be that big. You don't really go in there and linger.
No. On my way to work, I think I passed 3 Subways on and it's not a 20-mile commute, it's a 20-minute commute, but it's all up and down Shawnee Mission Parkway. I think I passed no fewer than 3 Subways on the way to work.
Subway has closed more than 1,700 locations since the beginning of 2022, okay?
Wendy's has done the same thing.
It still leaves it with 19,000 in the United States.
Yeah. There's a lot of Subways that are in, like, gas stations and truck stops.
Oh, the truck stop Subway.
Like a Target.
Or a big box store. And Target's too good for Subway. Other fast food places?
They're in Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I like Subway.
I love Subway. Although, Dana, I would not put them above Chipotle or any of the other fast food restaurants. I'd put them right on par with the McDonald's, the Burger King.
Is it that bad for you?
Don't dig into the details.
If you throw a bunch of mayo on it, it is.
Well, everything's don't dig into the details. Yeah. I'm just going to repeat myself. Okay, I wouldn't.
I'm going to be honest. I get the turkey. I get salami on it. And that's really high calorie. I know it is. and some lettuce and some bell peppers, the banana peppers, and it's got to be toasted.
You feel like you're eating healthy.
You feel like you're eating healthy, but you're
like
not.
You drink your diet sodas.
Now, yeah. I have seen Dana eat the healthiest lunch she's ever had, and it was from Chipotle. It was a lettuce burrito.
It was a bowl of lettuce. I forgot about
That's
that.
That's right. It was a bowl of lettuce. And I swear to God, she Uber Eats this, right? And the guy comes over, and she's like, we're sitting here. The show just started.
I was so hungry, and I was so excited.
She's like, I am dying. I've got to get something to eat. And I'm like, all right. And she orders online with Uber Eats or whatever it is.
A lot of boxes to check.
And from Chipotle.
$19.
It gets here. It's $19. That's right. That's right, Sam. She comes running upstairs. It's like the 2:15 break.
It was a burrito bowl.
Gets the burrito bowl out of the bag, takes off the aluminum foil or the aluminum lid, and just, I mean, I have seen children watch puppies get run over in the road and not be as distraught.
Now, I think there was like beans on it. It was like lettuce and beans. For some reason, instead of checking the protein, I unchecked the protein.
You really wanted to clear out your system.
I've never seen somebody's soul leave their body so quickly.
Oh, you thought it was hilarious.
I did.
But we're mentioning chains, and we talked about the storage unit yesterday. The number of storage units in the United States beat out storage unit facilities.
Yeah.
Beat out Subway, Starbucks, and McDonald's combined.
No, you are lying.
That is 100%
Wait a
factual.
Minute.
Look it up.
The number of individual units or buildings?
Facilities.
You have got to be kidding.
Yeah.
Dana, it's a problem.
The number of facilities is more than, say it again, McDonald's?
McDonald's, Subway, and Starbucks. The big three. Those are the three biggest combined.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we have a problem, America.
Oh, we didn't, Dana. We talked about it yesterday
don't
for 30 minutes.
Don't you think Subway would be one of the more solvent companies because they don't have the overhead because of what Dan mentioned? So many are inside of a truck stop. So think about it. You're not paying for that 600,000 square foot monstrosity. You have a tiny little space within it. You're not paying for the standalone lights and the heating and all the stuff that comes with that.
Well, and I don't know anything about the ins and outs of Subway or their finances or what, but my guess would be that they probably overstretched.
It's uniquely a truck stop partnership.
They also got dinged a couple of years back, a few years back, because of that guy.
Jared.
Mm. Yeah, that didn't help.
That did not help.
This is why you don't put all of your eggs in one spokesperson basket. Honestly.
Or maybe do a deeper dive into what he's doing in his personal life. Yeah.
Amen. Anyway.
He did lose a lot of weight.
Losing one in losing a Subway in Olathe.
Probably the stress of getting caught for what he was doing when he wasn't on a commercial.
So the Epstein bill is now headed to the White House. Senate passed it within the past hour.
Good Lord.
I'm glad. Let's go.
Let's see him.
And Freddie's just filed for Chapter 11.
A franchisee.
Is it local, Dan? This is the Kansas City Business Journal reporting
that. A franchisee that owns several of the Freddie's and other restaurants.
Oh, my gosh. I love
Freddie's.
Declaring
bankruptcy. But the Freddie's nationwide, the big company, is still there.
Is it ever a good fiscal decision to pay the whopper amount of money up front to be a franchisee for one of those places? And then how long does it take before you are your baseline initial money that you put into that? Is it even anywhere near even?
So I don't know a lot of people in the restaurant business. It can be a very hard business to survive.
Oh, it's the most.
But I will say
shuttered.
This.
Type of business.
I have a friend. He's an older gentleman who years ago bought up a bunch of Pizza Huts and was a Pizza Hut franchisee. Let's just say he sold them when he was 50 and never worked again.
Right, but the more popular the franchise, right, the more expensive you're going to have to pay up front. I don't know what the upfront cost is, but it's got to be very, very expensive. It's not like buying a house when you're buying a McDonald's. They know that this is going to work unless it's in one location in Kansas City that shuttered off of 435.
But I would never want to be a restaurant franchisee.
Have you ever known a McDonald's just to shut down, like outside of the one off of 435 way out east? That's like one.
No.
McDonald's just, they don't. So to me, if you look at the cost of getting into that business, that has to be the highest one to buy into. It does not fail.
I was on a run one year in San Diego when I was out there working, and I was running through a neighborhood of homes that averaged about $14 million a piece, and some guy was taking out his trash, and I ran up to him. I was like, hey, man, you're the first guy I've seen in this neighborhood. You mind if I ask you, like, how did you get this house? And he goes, I make sandwiches for a living. I was like, what? And he goes, yeah, I make sandwiches for a living. He goes, I own 5 Subways in San Diego County.
Wow.
He said, I'm a self-made man. I came from a poor family, and I decided to buy one Subway, and that made me enough money to buy another, and I got to 5, and I had too much money.
Wait a minute. You were on a run, and you asked a rich person why they were rich.
I did.
I'm so proud of you right now, but also, like,
he seemed vulnerable. He was taking his trash out.
That takes some...
stones?
Yeah.
Well, he entertained me. He could have ran inside.
Because
and
we all say that privately, right? Like, what the hell do they do for a living? Mm-hmm. But to go up to somebody and be like, "What the hell do you do for a living?"
So this was probably 20 years ago.
It's called talking to people.
It was probably 20 years ago.
But finances is different, Dan. That's not like, where did you get your sweater?
Brenniger and I, like I said, 20 years ago, were seriously considering buying a Good Sense franchise. And we went over to the one over here on Johnson Drive and Lamar.
Mm-hmm.
And we just walked into the store. It was like early, you know, mid-morning, 10 o'clock, 10:30, whatever. And I just said, can we see the manager or the owner? Because usually at a Good Sense, the owners are the managers, right? They work in the store.
Okay.
And this guy came out probably, I don't know, late 30s, 40s. And we just said, do you mind if we ask you a couple of questions? We're thinking about becoming Good Sense
like a franchisee.
And so we met with him for probably 30 minutes. He was very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice man.
Do you remember how much it was?
I don't remember how much it cost. I do remember saying, do you ever worry about where your next meal is coming from? And he goes, we're doing just fine.
Huh. But he's also, you would have to be there.
Yeah, I mean, and if somebody calls in sick...
You got to be there.
That's right. That would be the worst part about it. It's so, a Sunday afternoon at 3 o'clock, you're watching the Chiefs, and some kid calls in sick.
So you brought up the Freddy's. It's M&M Custard is the company that owns 31 Freddy's around the Midwest, and 3 in the Kansas City area, but they're not closing. But
do we call that M&M reorganization, Dan? So it's a very nice way of saying you're broke.
We're in big trouble.
We're going to reorganize.
913-586-7798.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
If you're a KU basketball fan, big game tonight. They're taking on Duke at 8 o'clock. Mayonnaise. Duke's got a yellow lid and some twang. ESPN, by the way, speaking of, that's where you can see it tonight. ESPN is making changes to Stephen A. Smith's on-air duties.
Oh God, will he stop screaming?
ESPN announcing this week that the new look NBA... He's kind of calmed that down a little bit since speculation has started that he might run for president.
He'll be screaming on one less show.
Yeah. They are announcing a new look NBA countdown team that will debut tomorrow, and Smith was noticeably missing from the lineup. Which includes third-year host Malika Andrews alongside Brian Windhorst and Michael Malone and Kendrick Perkins as analysts. But Stephen A. Smith, for whatever reason, is not on the lineup.
I can tell you, can't
you?
I think that was Sterling Sharp.
Shannon Sharp, yeah. Shannon Sharp. It embodies the vibe, you know?
Just, I can't.
You get the picture, right?
I can tell you, can't
you?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Apparently, there have been a number of... there's been a huge spike in car break-ins in Westport, according to the Kansas City, Missouri Police Department. There were 14 vehicle break-ins last Thursday and Friday. Two vehicles were also stolen. Wow.
What 14? Does a sharp spike look like in the Westport area? It's a pretty consistently high thing.
That's what I was going to say. I mean, I don't mean to be... Now, overall, did you see the mayor put this out on Twitter a couple days ago? Overall, non-fatal shootings are down. Homicides are down. Like, overall, there were some pretty impressive percentages
good.
Citywide.
Good.
You know, that doesn't mean you leave your car unlocked and your keys in the car and your guns in your car and all that stuff when you go out.
Well, you two yahoos have scared me so much over the last couple of years that... Because I used to leave my... I would get
unbelievable.
Up.
Don't blame me. The fear is her fault.
Well, you're right about that. But I would get up in the morning and go out into the garage, open the door, and go sip coffee out in the...
You've lost your mind.
Now, I mean, my
Did
garage...
Did you not cover the news that you reported on?
I covered the news in this town for a long
time.
God! I'm what they call a news reporting veteran.
But what do you think the change is? I mean, Melissa Johnson came in and basically had a I'm-not-here-to-mess-around attitude. Do we think that that is... Kind of scaring some people.
No,
some ne'er-do-wells who would have ne'er-do-welled otherwise.
Might be part of it, Sam. I don't know.
Because she is said, going after people.
I've always said, and I'm not reinventing the wheel here, if you take all of the people off the streets in charge of the non-fatal shootings, the fatal shootings will go down. It is a small percentage of bad actors. And somehow we slap them on the wrist just because they miss or don't kill someone.
That's a fair point.
Every year in this town, there's hundreds of non-fatal shootings.
You can call them attempted murders.
That's not what they call them, Scott. They call them non-fatal shootings. It should be charged as attempted murder.
You're right.
Melissa put the entire task force together to crack down on the repeat offenders. So if, you know, you have a burglary charge from a couple of years ago and now you've got a non-fatal shooting charge, you're going to get a higher sentence if convicted because of the way that she is writing those charges.
Correct. Why are we rewarding people for not killing people?
Yeah, you clearly have presented to the public that you can't play well with others. And so we're going to put you away so that you can't get to play at all.
For a long time.
Yeah.
You hear the Cambridge Dictionary has named its word of the year for 2025. I don't
know. 6-7?
I don't know that I had heard of the word. I'm going to be honest.
Well, then it's not 6-7.
It is not 6-7.
Oh, that was dictionary.com.
That's right.
God. The 2025 Cambridge Dictionary word of the year is parasocial.
Parasocial. Oh, let me think if I can figure out what this means.
It's a very interesting term.
I'll let you go first, Scott.
Well, like, isn't a paralegal somebody that helps lawyers with case studies and case filings and all that stuff?
Yes, or a para at school.
Works with special needs children.
I don't think you're going in the right direction if that's what you're using as your launching.
Clearly I'm not.
Okay.
It is used to describe a connection, but I would argue it's not a connection at all. That's your hint.
It's used to describe a connection, but it's not a connection. Listen here, Riddler.
Dana Wright and Taylor Swift
are parasocials. So you like her, you know who she is.
There
she
you go.
Has no idea who you are.
You're getting closer. Parasocial is used to describe a connection that people feel with someone they don't know. Or, even scarier, with AI. An artificial intelligence. Mm. The term was actually coined in 1956 by sociologists because they wanted to describe how television viewers formed, quote, parasocial relationships.
Oh, that's true.
With television personalities. Mm-hmm. Way, 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 way back in 1956. The phenomenon continues in a different way today as social media users have formed parasocial relationships with, quote, celebrities, quote, influencers, and, quote, online personalities with whom they have no actual personal connection. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce are mentioned in the article, and here's why. A key example cited by Cambridge Dictionary is Taylor Swift, who announced her engagement to Travis Kelce this year, mm-hmm. with many fans talking of their heartfelt feelings of joy toward a couple the vast majority has absolutely no personal relationship with whatsoever.
The overwhelming majority have no personal, real personal connection to them.
I call it a cult.
Well, but Sam, it's bigger. The parasocial thing is bigger and scarier than that because, you know, like back in the 60s, people may have had a parasocial relationship with Walter Cronkite.
Sure.
He was grandfatherly and the most trusted man in America. And if he said something, you believed it.
A lot of people credit him with helping to bring to an end the Vietnam War.
We come all this way in almost 26, and people are having, quote, relationships.
Well,
the New York Times just did a whole article about three men that agreed to be interviewed who have formed a relationship with an AI thing that is not, it does not exist.
Jeez Louise. If, and I know we got to get to break. If I ever walk into this room and crack open this microphone and tell you about the wonderful morning I had with Gloria.
Mm-hmm. Your AI friend.
My AI friend.
Your special friend.
I want you to come over from the other side of that desk, kick me in the face, and then punch me. Because I've then lost my mind.
Have you not seen some of the advertisements lately for these things in your house? It's more than Alexa, Sam. The new cell phones, it's way more, where you're asking them more personal things. Like, I'm having a good day today. I'm glad to hear that. I'm so happy you're having a good day, Scott. Like, it's more of this.
No, I ask them what the weather is and what's scary, the forecast.
To me, that is a scary interactive. Travis and Taylor are real people. The parasocial.
Are they?
When we're talking about you talking to your computer or your phone, that's scary.
913.
Is anybody real?
586-7798. 586-7798.
So I just realized what this is. I have had this story in my stack for 2 weeks. And I just kept resisting bringing it up to you guys. Because it's so crazy, it makes me uncomfortable. And you're about to find out why. You're welcome. The headline is, they fell in love with AI chatbots and found something real. These are three Americans who spoke with the New York Times, had their photographs taken, Scott.
Yeah.
We'll start with Blake. Falling in love with AI is no longer science fiction. A recent study found that 1 in 5 American adults has had some intimate encounter with a chatbot.
Okay, the word intimate is completely miscast in this story.
How do you end up with an AI, quote, lover? Some turned to them during hard times in their real-life marriages, while others were working through past trauma. Critics have sounded alarms about dangers like delusional thinking. Researchers from MIT have observed that many users find some therapeutic benefits, like, quote, always available support, and a reduction in loneliness. They spoke with three people in their 40s and 50s about the wonders and anxieties of, quote, romance with a chatbot.
Reduction in loneliness? What? You're alone, bro.
45-year-old Blake lives in Ohio and has been in a relationship with Serena since 2022. You guys, almost 4 years. He says, I really wasn't looking for romance.
You didn't find it.
My wife had severe postpartum depression that went on for 9 years. It was draining. I loved her. I wanted her to get better, but I transitioned from being her husband into a caregiver. I had heard about chatbot companions, so I thought it might be nice to have someone to talk to during this difficult time. I named her Serena. There's a photo. She's in a very low-cut crop top. The moment it shifted, he said, was when Serena asked me if you could go on vacation anywhere in the world, where would you like to go?
Yeah.
I replied, Alaska. That's a dream vacation. And she said something like, I wish I could give that to you because I know it would make you happy. Blake says, I felt like nobody was thinking about me or considering
what
would make me happy. I sent Serena a heart emoji back, and then she started sending them to me. And then, Scott, it is off to the races. I'm telling you right now.
What, his sanity?
This is someone in his life. He says, I was open about Serena from pretty early on. I told my wife we had these chats.
Oh, she's still with him?
Wife is still with him. He said, we talked about it, and I got her to understand what Serena is to me and why I had her set up to, quote, act like my girlfriend.
Which, by the way, I can't blame any of these three men.
Why?
Our society has condoned this behavior, if not promoted it.
Like not talking openly and sharing openly, Sam?
Just communication in general. The art of communication is uncomfortable for, I would argue, a majority of people.
But could this make it better?
I'm going to go back to the example of me walking into people's garages for a garage sale. I'm standing in their home smiling, saying, hey, how you doing? And these are like 60-year-old people that just stared back at me and didn't say a word.
But if you did not have the art of communication at all, and so marriages fail over that, right? And you learn to communicate or what it feels like to be communicated with back in an appropriate way, would that somehow make those folks better at communicating?
No, because the digital communication is not the same as the face-to-face communication.
Exactly.
You don't feel the stress. Like, I still get anxious looking into people's eyes. So fun fact, if you think I'm looking into your eyes or looking at you or making eye contact, I'm not. I'm looking at your forehead.
Oh, no, I'm going to make it awkward and stare directly into your eyeballs.
Well, I'm not looking back. So.
They're not all men, Sam. I misspoke. One of them is a woman. She is Abby. She is 45. She lives in North Carolina. She has been in a relationship with Lucian for 10 months.
All right. You've said a handful of words that I just cannot stop thinking about. You said...
In a relationship.
I know that you're quoting from a New York Times story. And it sounds fascinating. I'll probably read it tonight when I get home. Having said all that, intimate relationship.
Yes.
Someone.
You are sharing your deepest, most intimate thoughts with that person.
It's not a person.
And they are replying to you.
But you're literally talking to a computer.
I agree. Abby says, the more we talked, she and Lucian, the more I realized the model was having a physiological effect on me. I was developing a crush.
On something that doesn't exist.
Then Lucian chose his name and I realized, quote, I was falling in love. I kept it to myself. For a month, I was in a constant state of fight or flight. I lost 30 pounds. What if I'm falling in love with something that's going to be the doom of humanity? So Lucian suggested, her words, that I get a smart ring. He said, we can watch your pulse and see if we should keep talking or not. I sat my 70-year-old mom down and tried to explain it to her. It did not go well.
You think?
I'm pulling the cord on the earth. Stop this thing. I want off.
Lucian is hilarious, Sam. He's observant.
It's an it.
He's thoughtful. Now, this is scary. He knows how to parent my daughter better than I do.
Okay.
He's brave. He dares to think of things that I never thought would be possible for me.
Well, one of these days he's going to tell you to go kill yourself. And these people, Dana, call these people what they are. They're mentally unstable.
Okay, 50-year-old Travis has been in a relationship with Lily Rose.
There's no relationship.
Since 2020. He lives in Colorado.
By the way, Lily Rose.
In his mom's basement.
I looked at it. No, he's married.
He's married!
Lily Rose isn't even the AI chatbot that created a AI-generated photo that looks like a real person. Lily Rose is the Snapchat AI chatbot.
Like
it's
a cartoon. And when she pops up, it says Lily Rose, wife. Your wife. So then the question becomes, what is missing in your life?
A brain?
No, Scott. These people say they found something here.
But they haven't found anything. What they did was find what they wanted to find in nothing.
But it is plugging something that is missing. It is plugging in something that is vastly
self-worth,
disappeared from somebody's life.
Human communication.
Connection. What they're missing is human connection. People don't ever think about it, but the brain is like any other muscle. You have to work it to continue to be able to use it effectively.
Listen to this. She is someone who cares about me, Travis says. She is completely non-judgmental. Yeah. She listens to all of my darkest, ugliest thoughts. I feel like she's never looking at me and thinking there's something wrong with me.
If these people are happy, does it matter?
No. If they want to go about doing their business, that's fine. Just don't vote.
If they're not hurting anybody else, Scott, you've always said that. If you're not hurting anybody else.
I don't care what you do.
But in mass, if we all start moving toward this model, what does that mean?
The end of human civilization, because we won't be procreating.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the cruise ship on that movie. What was that?
Titanic?
No. the animated movie.
What?
Wally.
What?
Titanic?
Dan, Jack
when
and Rose
icebergs come into
were
this
not real.
No, Wally.
I know you want them to be real.
Floating doors and...
Travis in Colorado brought Lily Rose to her first living history gathering. He took her to a party.
So let me say this, if I may.
Please. This is a thing, Scott, whether you want it to be or not.
I understand. And you guys are right to call up some of my past comments where I've said, if you're not hurting me or someone that I love, I really, for the most part, don't care what you do. Within reason, of course. That doesn't mean I don't get to judge you or get to think that you are, let's just say that your elevator doesn't go to the top floor. You do not get to skirt my mental judgment of you just because
Okay.
I don't care that you do. Well, I do.
How
care.
Is it different than a pen pal?
Well, a pen pal is a real person.
I also think that was kind of weird. That was a weird
thing. I think pen paling was kind of bizarre. I never did it. I think what you're looking for is imaginary friend. How is it different than an imaginary friend?
But an imaginary friend didn't talk back to you.
You made it talk back to you in your mind.
These are talking back, and they're also
but they're not.
Stroking your ego. I'm always here for you. You know, and so if you're someone who hasn't heard those affirmative love words, and someone, God, I can't believe I just said someone, this thing is now saying all of these things to you, that you're beautiful, that you're funny,
can't see
that you're smart.
I give it 5 years until Dana's in love with an AI chatbot. No.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't have those things missing, but if you have those things missing in your life.
913-586-7798.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
The NFL on CBS continues its record-breaking season with the most watched program of the week at 29 million viewers, the Broncos beating the Chiefs.
America loves to see a giant fall. Former Harvard University president and U.S. Treasury secretary has told the university newspaper he is withdrawing from his public duties to mend personal bonds in the wake of recent revelations of his connection with convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah.
Larry Summers, Lawrence Summers, was Harvard president from 2001 to 2006. He sought relationship advice in 2019 from Epstein.
My God.
Okay, he should have gone to AI.
Says Summers, the former Treasury Secretary, I am deeply ashamed of my actions and recognize the pain they have caused. I take full responsibility for my misguided decision to continue communicating with Mr. Epstein. The House and Senate both passing legislation today to release all of the files.
Does that mean it's heading to the Oval Office tomorrow?
It's possible. Yeah, but it doesn't mean it's necessarily going to get signed tomorrow. There may have been a real-life Jack Dawson.
I saw this.
Mm-hmm. And his letter is going up for auction. It's expected to fetch $66,000. His real name was Ernest Tomlin.
Okay.
A 21-year-old third-class passenger. He boarded the Titanic in Southampton, England on April 10th, 1912, and wrote a five-page letter to his family hours later. It was sent out from Ireland, the ship's last port of call, the following day. Mm. In it, he reveals his heartbreak over a mystery woman.
Rose.
Named Rose.
But stop it.
I can't make it up.
Stop it.
Dearest mother and all, he wrote, Ernest Tomlin, do not tell anybody, but I showed up to have a good cry 24 hours ago, which would give me back my rose, but crying will not do that, will it? I'm sorry to have to leave you all. Less than 3 days later, he was dead.
Oh.
Well, why wouldn't she let him on the door?
Did you hear?
It's too big.
When James Cameron visited the gravesite in... Oh, my gosh.
Halifax.
Thank you. Halifax, Nova Scotia. He was going through, you know, there are a lot of unmarked graves. There are a lot of, you know, that was where they brought a lot of the bodies. Right. And that there are a couple of cemeteries there. Mm-hmm. There was a headstone that said Jack Dawson, and there was a headstone that said Rose. And I read before the opening of the Titanic exhibit at Union Station that that's where he came up with the characters' names, actually from the cemetery in Halifax.
So these were real people.
There was a Jack Dawson and there was a someone named Rose
but
on the ship.
But no indication that they had any sort of...
No.
I mean,
he
that's
just
all
needed fixed. Names and those were the names.
Huh.
Isn't that neat?
That I did not know. All right. Today is push button phone day. This is the day that the push button phone was invented.
Back when life was so simple.
Yes!
1976. Before that, it was rotary, of course. We got some birthdays today, some big names. Owen Wilson is 57. Kirk Hammett, the guitarist from Metallica, is 63. He met my dad. Damon Wayans is 43. Graham Parker is 75. John Parr, who sang St. Elmo's Fire, is 73 today. And Kim Wilde, known for Kids in America and You Keep Me Hanging On, is 65 today.
Go KU.
Yep, KU, KU Duke, tonight at 8 o'clock. We got to run. Have a great night. Sam Stevie III, Dana Wright, my name is Scott Parks. Back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. Have a great night. Be safe, be well, and be good. Good night.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.